Hello, hello. This is Method. Who am I speaking to? Is that really you? Where have you been? No. Tell me, where have you been? You've been home this entire time. We kept trying to check up on you, and every time we knocked on the door, it seemed like nobody was home. None of the lights were on. I guess your car was in the garage, but we've been worried sick about you. You tell us not to worry, and yet here we are, because we're your friends. I'm your friend. I really wish that you would tell us when you'd have these moments where you want to be alone. We would understand, instead of you just disappearing. For all we could have known, you got abducted. I know you said to only call the cops if it's been over 2 weeks to a month. I know. Especially after what happened last time. But still. Do you not trust us? Well, I mean, that's how it makes me feel. Like, you don't trust us to know your emotions. You're not used to telling people your emotions. Well, that's mighty relatable. You're not the first person to tell me that. How many times have I told you that you can talk to me about anything? Yes, quite often. I'm sure of it. To the point where I probably sound like a broken record and annoy you. I don't annoy you? Well, that I don't believe. Well, you're not annoying. Why would you think you're annoying? See, you're a fool. You know that, right? We adore you. You know this. And all we want to do is brighten up your day, make you happy, and just enjoy life. When you disappear like this, it makes us feel like you dislike us or, hell, even hate us. That may not be the intention, but that's what happens. We think we've done something wrong, we've annoyed you or pushed your buttons or God knows what, and we all get pretty sad. The friend group really misses you. Don't be sad. Just talk to us. Or at least talk to me. What's been up? Come on, let's have a little powwow. Let's have a little sesh. Let's talk. Yeah. Chronic depression, I know, but is there anything that may have possibly triggered that? Life in general? Well, that one is a little bit tricky. No, I'm not saying that I don't want to deal with it, and even then it's not dealing, it's helping a friend. You guys act like emotional support for me, and we've gotten to talk to each other and known each other for so long. You're not a burden or anything like that. It's not like you're sad fishing. It's just a friend in need. And I'll be more than happy to help a friend in need. Especially you. Yes, really. We all need some help. And what type of friend would I be if I just allowed you to be on the sidelines, clearly in pain, clearly in trouble? Into allowing you to be this way on your own. That wouldn't be right. What type of friend would I be? I mean, if you saw me sad, you would stop at nothing to help me. So, I may not be a qualified therapist in any way, shape, or form, but I am someone you can talk to. just so you don't have to grapple with these thoughts alone. Because God, you know what it's like to be left alone with your own thoughts. That can be very detrimental. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I mean. So, please, don't hide from us, okay? Now, sometimes I know that you need your space. That's just in you. I can understand that. I'm the same way as well. Just tell us when you need breaks instead of just running away. If it happens again, I will understand. But just know that none of us find you to be weird or a burden. You're so far from any of those things. I know that's hard to believe, and it'll take a long time for you to accept that. But we have all the time in the world, I feel. And hell, it's better than me telling you just to not be sad, because that's easier said than done. I hate people that say that. Like, oh, you have no reason to be sad. That doesn't matter. If you're sad, you're sad. And if you need help, you need help. You're gonna be just fine. You have us. You have a group of people that love and adore you. And while that may be hard to believe, I hope you don't forget what I say. At least try talking to us. If I'm seen as a liar, then don't trust me again. But I don't think I am one. Any of us would be happy to help in any way, shape, or form we can. I think you're going to be just fine. I mean that. I'm not just saying that now. Even if this is going to be a lifelong thing, which chronic depression pretty much is, we'll be there for you every step of the way. What are friends for? We love you too. Oh, I hear you. I hear your emotions coming out. Don't be afraid to cry. Keeping things bottled up is not healthy. Not even a little bit. Let your emotions out. Let them be free. Truly feel everything you've been hiding. From us, from yourself. You'll feel so much better once it's out of your system. Even if it's only temporary. Trust me. I know. I'm glad to have a friend like you, too. I do have a question for you, though. Why? This phone number that you called me on is not normal. I thought you'd probably be a bill collector or something like that. Which makes me wonder why I set my name to begin with. Regardless. Did you get a new phone? What happened to your last one? Aww. So you literally could not contact us for a while. No wonder. Well, you've always been clumsy. Oh, I'm sorry. I'd say I was kidding if I didn't mean what I said, though. You are pretty clumsy. You can complain all you want, but I hear a smile on your face. I hear it. Mm-hmm. You can't hide from me. I've gotten to know you a lot, and yeah, I know when you're happy. I know when you're sad. I know when you're going to become sad. But when those times come, just at least talk to me. I'll relay stuff to everybody else, but that's if you want me to. If there's something you want me to keep between you and I will respect that. Okay. Just don't pull this again, okay? Or else I think you'll have more than just police coming to your home. I'll collect the whole army if I must. That's how much I care about you. So, can I come over today? Well, I don't know much of what you may need, but I think a cuddle session would be a good step. A good first step. And I can probably cook you an actual meal because you probably have not been eating properly lately. I can hear your stomach growling from over the phone. Mm-hmm. Sorry to call you out so much, but it looks like it's a good skill that I have. When I come over, just keep the door unlocked. I'll come on in, and I'll find you, okay? You're gonna be just fine. I'll make sure of it. Love you. See you soon.